Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Today is whatever day it is, and the Yankees just lost the ALDS to the Rays. Game 5, let's talk Yanks. This will be a short episode. Obviously, no one wants to linger on this. A lot of times people don't even listen to this episode because it's so sad. But it is brought to you by DraftKings. Week 4 football is in the books. Now it's time to review the tape and get ready for Week 5. There's no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of Week 5, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000. On top of that great sign-up offer, DraftKings offers great odds boosts every Sunday to help you make it rain. Don't worry, if football isn't for you, DraftKings is giving you all the basketball fans, a 2,000% profit boost on any basketball market once you sign up. DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code JOHNBOY when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code JOHNBOY to get a sign-up bonus to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires a 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Yankees lose to the Rays 2-1. ALDS Game 5. Garrett Cole allowed DLA. One hit. Was it the home run? Two hits?
I think it was one hit.
One hit, Garrett Cole has one hit, the home run. The Yankees don't get a lot of hits, three or four.
Each team had three hits.
Chapman gives up the home run to Brasseau to lose it. Poetry for that because that's the guy he threw at his head. The Yankees can't do anything on offense. Surprisingly enough, it's a Judge home run that sneaks out on a ball he kind of mishit, and that's the only offense. Some weird decisions, pinch hitting Ford, I don't think made a difference in this game and putting Gary behind the plate. Gary actually called for a slider and he threw the fastball on the home run. So you can't really say the pitch calling was bad. A lot of people were trying to say that. That move is so questionably dumb, like so impossibly dumb that I'm still upset about it, even though it didn't affect the game at all. But so incredibly dumb that it makes me question almost everything about whoever's decision it was to pinch hit Mike Ford for Higgy and then use Gary. Whoever, like, I know it didn't affect the game. I'm going to harp on it because I needed a deflection. But whoever's decision that was needs to be reprimanded.
They need
or fired.
They need to know they're very wrong.
They need to admit that, not to the public, but to if it was an analytics guy, if it was Boone, if it was a bench coach, like they need to admit that to like the Steinbrenners and be like puppy dog sadness. Like, yeah, you're right. That was bad.
Or
get fired for it. It's such a bad decision.
I tweeted off. Hey, everyone. I tweeted out before after the first loss, October 7th. If the Yankees organization thinks Mike Ford versus Castillo is a better matchup than Clint Frazier versus Castillo, then I really don't know anymore. And they went back to the well on that. So there's that. Honestly, again, it's extremely tough to digest. Very sad. We like the Yankees here. In hindsight, it's kind of an incredible baseball game. I mean, Glasnow, Anderson, Fairbanks, Castillo, Cole, Britton, Chapman, Judge and Meadows, arguably the best player on each team, homers. And then Brasseau against Aroldis Chapman, who threw at his head earlier in the year and almost killed the guy, and then Chapman does a stare at him, starts a fight, and all of it. We love a good storyline, and that's about as good as it gets for the Rays. Yankees made two mistakes, two and a half if you count the Gardy ball, and the Rays made one. And it almost wasn't a mistake. Judge mishits it, and it ends up out of the park, so... crazy playoff baseball game. Yanks couldn't do much. Rays couldn't do much either, if we're being honest. So, sucks. I mean, it sucks. And it's, I think some of the stuff we've been dreading coming up, you know, off-season conversations. A lot of stuff is going to get in thrown in the, 2020, weird year bucket, short season. Some of it deservedly so, some of it not. And, you know, I know a lot of you, some of you might be tuning in hoping for sign this guy. We've hinted and we've kind of told you diehards a lot that the offseason probably isn't going to be very old-school Yankees like you think. So, I mean, the Rays beat us. The Rays beat us. There's a lot of little things you could look at within any baseball game, but the Rays beat us today. And that's baseball, Susan.
Yeah. Not making any trades at the deadline hurts them again.
Yeah.
Like, they went to Chapman in the seventh inning. Archie Bradley was pretty cheap.
You know, game...
Flipping the switch ain't as easy as they thought.
Game two in hindsight is crazy.
Game two is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, this game is still obviously the fresh wound. But, I mean, yeah, that game two is nuts. The momentum they had and everything. We're going to have a lot of off-season to talk about it. We're going to figure out our schedule. We usually land around twice a week. We'll let you guys know.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. I'll probably take a break for a little bit, unless there's news that we need to react to. And then we'll be back. You know, we'll still be live for a lot of these other games since we do Talking Baseball now. We're stuck covering it. Baseball usually ended for me with the Yankees. But we'll be live on Talking Baseball if you still want to hang out, if you consume all the other stuff. I know a lot of Yankee fans don't because you're hurting, and that's usually how I do it. But, yeah, I mean, there's not much to say. Thanks to everyone that's been with us this whole year. Thanks to any new listeners. Thanks to the listeners that have been with us for a while. If you haven't left a review, those help, but we rarely ask for them because those kind of podcasts are annoying, and we try not to annoy you guys unless it's for jokes. This offseason might be hell. Yes. Might lose DJ, you might lose Tank, and we might not get anybody. I mean, that's very, very likely. From the things that we've heard and the rumblings we've heard the Yankees don't have any money to spend. Their big business make, the only thing they make money on is Yankees, and they lost money this year. They didn't make money. And they have Cole on the books. So be ready for a fucking brutal offseason. That's what we've been warned by people on the front office side of baseball. That the Yankees are the number one team hurt by COVID because the Steinbrenners don't have another business. They don't have a real estate business that also gives them money. They don't have an oil business that also gives them money.
All their financial charts normally have penciled in, made $200 million this year.
Yes.
And this year it's probably lost.
Lost $200 million. So we've been warned that you probably won't see a lot of moves. We could be wrong. We could not.
It's going to be a weird free agency for a lot of teams. But, yeah, I mean, you know, if you're looking to fire off your Bauer, Tanaka, LeMahieu, Simeon tweets, don't do it. We'll see. Who knows? And we do have a lot of time to talk about all
that.
Want to
talk about Chapman at all?
I guess a little bit. I mean, back-to-back years.
Yeah.
Team loses with him giving up a home run. Yeah, he's in a different category than he was. Yeah. I mean, there's so much, man. There's so much.
Now, even if they take the lead, who pitches the ninth?
I think he would have come back out. I think they had him for like 40 pitches tonight in a do or die. You could have Chad available. You know, they're out of bullpen guys, really. What do you got, Beavers?
Yeah, I mean, I think they had him penciled in for 40 pitches. He was at 22.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of had another. Everything except Brasseau was very efficient and very clean. No, it's wild, man. You know, the normal Guardy discussions, the Gary discussions, but they're more real. You know, there's a... We saw some good. There's definitely stuff that needs to be addressed. We'll do it all off season. I think, you know, all of you watch the game. I mean, it's crazy. It's baseball. You know, Yanks run into one pitch and game's totally different. They did not.
Paxton getting hurt, Severino getting hurt. Hurts.
Herman suspended. I mean,
Canely hurt a lot.
A huge blow. All the batters
getting hurt, and then only getting 10 games before the playoffs.
Yeah,
hurts. Not seeing these Rays pitchers during the year a lot because they were hurt. Hurts.
And again, they're
flip,
still there.
Flip switching.
I think if you play this baseball game 10 times, I think Rays win at 5. I think Yanks win at 5. I mean, this game was.
Yeah, but the series, you know, game 2 looms large.
Oh, big time. Big time. I mean, that's why I was so shook when that happened. I mean, momentum, where you had them, what could have happened. There's going to be a lot of that this offseason, and we'll do it with you guys, and we'll be here for everything. Yeah, I mean, this episode is usually, if you're listening to this, it's a place to share some sad thoughts. It's also a place to share some happy thoughts. We had a blast doing it. I think there's a nice moment before gave the nucks to producer Zach, who does a lot for us, producer BBD. Normally, it's just me and John doing these episodes. They're the worst parts of doing this. The Boston 4-game sweep, the end of the other seasons. And normally it's just a thanks to you guys for letting us do this. And now we've got more people in the room with us. Bug Dude, producer Zach, Kyle was here, Hoodie Glaber, the artist formerly known as him. And it keeps growing and we keep
Robbie. Keeps Keith Joes.
Keeps growing and we keep doing more stuff, like the fact that, you know, we're going to keep covering baseball is all due to the Talking Yanks stuff. So you guys are the goats. We'll keep you updated. You know, we're going to keep doing stuff. Usually, you know, if we're taking some time out of the Talking Yanks pocket, that'll just end up in the Talking Baseball pocket. So you guys are the best. Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, next year is probably going to be wild. We're going to be eyeing a lot of stuff. You know, Talking Yanks will always be in crank mode because that's, if you hear our voices, that's where our damn hearts are right now. So, thank you guys. And, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Thank you. Usually I have one kind of sadness. Doubled up. So I'm hurting.
It's a weird thing. I texted one of my buddies and I was like, you know, it's kind of funny. You know, technically that our business is tied to the Yankees. It's kind of like we bet on every sports game. There's like a career.
I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about the fucking hate I'm getting.
Yeah. I mean, it's wildly unfair and I totally get it, man. I've gotten internet hate to the 10th degree of zoo and it's a horrible feeling. And, you know, everyone's going to tell you to get away, and it's tough to get away.
It's impossible.
And that'd be my advice to everyone. Enjoy. There's a lot of things to enjoy in this life that aren't baseball. Your family, your friends, your dogs, a good sandwich. Whatever you like, go and do that. Go and do that.
Yeah. All right.
For what it's worth, Boone said they were going to ride Chapman as long as possible.
How about that? Put the whole thing in my rear view.
Loss, 2021 Yanks, baby.
The crazy thing is that, you know, I kept saying I don't think this team has enough to go through the 7-game series. I don't think the Astros have enough either.
Yeah, it would have been a shit show,
so
man.
So I think there would have been like a shit show fun shit ALCS show between two teams with not enough pitching.
Not enough pitching, a lot of history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if they would have got through a World Series. They just don't have enough, man. And if you use Davey game, if you just let Davey or Hap start game 2, does that save some pen the rest of the way? It's all fucked up.
Yeah.
Anyway, you guys are the absolute best. Everything Jake said is true. We don't have any of this without our Talking Yanks community. The pregame shows are like the most fun show we do, and that's over with now. And that's like the most silliest we do. These live watch-alongs we did for these games and all the Yankees fans that were in there, that was like so much fun. I think the community's grown and the people that have been part of it have only gotten stronger. So we love you guys. We thank you for giving all of this to us, and being part of the ride with us. Still going, still fun, just sucks today. you know, we will turn this page and free agency will come and winter meetings will come and spring training will come and hopefully we can have some events then and hopefully we can see some of you and hopefully we can hang out.
It happens fast.
And keep it going.
We're going to blink and it's going to be mid-February.
Put this behind us. So anyway, all right. I think that's all. Thank you for tuning in. Appreciate you. Love you guys.
Katie Sharp. Go tweet Katie Sharp. Thank She's you, the Katie best. Sharp.
Did we miss anyone that we need to thank?
I don't know. All the guests, all the beat writers, Hulk, Adler, Cuddy.
Yeah. And we'll probably be back sooner than you think. Probably after the World Series. I think we've tried to do that the last 2 years and not do an episode until after the World Series, but then there's something that happens that we want to talk about and discuss. So we'll kind of play it by ear. Until then, once the World Series ends, we'll get a structure and we'll figure it out. What are you smiling about?
Brandon tweeted at me and said, I'm going to enjoy a good sandwich, Jake. Seriously, I had to sit through that at a Chili's in Allen, Texas. I need a sandwich.
Who?
Brandon.
Do we know him?
I'm not sure. I'm not...
Enjoy the sandwich.
Yeah. Sounds I know nice. We know a couple Brandons, but I'm not sure if Allen, Texas Brandon, but go enjoy a sandwich.
All right. Love you all. Have a nice, sad night. And we'll put it in our rear view after the World Series. Goodbye. Go Yanks. Tell them, Grams.
Go Yankees.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.